Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
Daddy is out doing what daddy does.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
When a guy dominates you like that, there's nothing you can do but throw your hands up and go, dude, that's impressive.
I always thought I was a power bottom.
Quick, shove it into my mouth.
Okay, Sabathia got out of that bases loaded jam.
A little bit of a pickle there.
3-0 Yankees. Mike's, Todd Frazier.
Mike's sports pants runneth over.
Well, they're getting back to normal now. I was a little nervous in that inning. They walked Altuve, which probably was the best thing to do.
It's down to a sports chub at this point for Mike.
A halfy?
A half. A semi, if you will.
Semi.
Can we start calling it like an 18-wheeler? If we're going to call it a semi.
Wow, look at Mike.
That's a little awkward.
It's a little braggadocious of you. You go on Jason Swigard. Swaggo is always bragging about his prowess.
Yeah,
he's one of those
guys. I'm just thinking of comparisons for semis. Could be tractor trailer if you wish.
That's what I'm packing.
Clearly, right? It's everybody. So, yeah.
Yeah, that I find that really
weird. Man here. Oh,
yeah, you
man.
Should see my Johnson. What? No, I shouldn't.
No, I'm good. I'm all right with that one.
Yeah, I always wonder if guys like that are pretty braggadocious in that way are making up for something.
I don't know.
Like, what are they?
I kind of view that like big truck guy.
Right.
If you really, like, you really.
Well, they
have
say
to...
big truck guy, small ween.
Yeah, small ween. So if you're.
So what if you're bragging about a large ween? Does that mean you have a small truck?
Interesting. You're driving like a smart car.
Right.
The guy's got a Vespa and that guy's swinging some serious wood. I don't know how that works. If you are going to brag, though, I would hope that you could bag it up because how embarrassing is that?
Well, like, but if no one's going to call you on it. Well, like, but when you're bragging to a bunch of dudes, they don't care. I don't care.
But do you brag to girls about it? And then eventually you have to produce the goods.
That's called a lawsuit.
That's called assault, brother.
I don't know. Guys are weird. Anyway.
No, guys are terrible. Call a spade a spade.
Yeah. Husbands have been cheating on wives since the, well, you know.
I think that goes forever, right?
But there's a new book out, and it is called State of Affairs, Rethinking Infidelity, and it's by a writer who notes, she's a psychoanalyst, and she notes that the rate married women who report that they've been unfaithful to their husbands has increased by 40% over the last 30 years.
Well, that's not good. Or is it?
Now, would you say that men admitting that they've been unfaithful to their wives or girlfriends has risen as well?
I bet you it's risen, but I don't think it's risen at that kind of rate. And that seems like a pretty big spike.
It has not risen. It has remained the same.
Okay.
So men have the same.
Have always been dirtballs.
Yes. Women are just now dirtballs.
So what's the percentage of men? Do we know? Like,
well, it doesn't say that here.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to be honest here. The two things that I was completely unaware that seemingly are pretty normal now, the older I got, one, cocaine, and two, cheating. Like, in my mind, those were things that were, like, very No, they were taboo. Like, it was, like, that happened to other people. And then you get older, and you find out a lot of people are doing blow, and a lot of people are cheating.
Yeah.
And those were, like, weird, adult sort of things for me.
Right.
When you started, like, you're meeting people, and they're like, yeah, I did a bunch of blow this weekend. You're like, what?
By the way, somebody has astutely noted, I don't know how they know what we drive, but we both drive big trucks.
Yeah, we're overcompensating for something.
Uh-huh.
Clearly.
Although I will tell you that I have often been very honest about my package.
A very small one.
I have said many times.
Rob's like,
I'm average in every way. I'm just average in all ways.
I'm clearly overcompensating.
And read into that what you will. Now
upon
you.
Clearly overcompensating.
Clearly small wiener.
Yeah. I mean, there's no other way around it.
Okay, now we have to break. Okay, so when we come back.
I'm looking up to see the percentage of men who cheat.
Yeah, I like that number. It doesn't say that here.
Yeah, we just know that it's not going up.
More women than ever are cheating on their husbands.
I've got some numbers here, and they're pretty startling.
So there
don't
is.
Don't ever get married.
There is a reason why women are cheating on their husbands, according to these women. And you will find it most interesting. Next. On the Fan. Okay, so new book, State of Affairs, Rethinking Infidelity, in which the author points out since 1990, so not quite 30 years, 27 years, the rate of married women who report they've been unfaithful has increased by 40%, while the rate among men has remained the same.
I have a theory on this.
Okay, yeah, I want to hear your theory.
Okay, this
about
is...
About why women are cheating more?
Yes.
Okay.
And why men are not. Because...
Well, men always have been.
Men always have
I think
been.
It's impossible for men to cheat more.
It's kind of my point.
They've by maxed
the,
out.
By the way, I found a website that gave me all the 27 statistics. One-third of all marriages, one or the other. There's cheating, there's infidelity in one-third of all marriages.
A third. That's not as high as I would have thought.
So, really? That's
33%? No.
It's a pretty big chunk. So between you, Mike, and one other person, something's going on here. It's just so you guys both know. So this is my theory on, and they break it down even like, you know, family members like sister-in-law, brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you've cheated before, you are 350% more likely to cheat again.
No question.
350%.
Yeah.
So you cheat once, you're a serial cheater.
That's what a lot of women say. It's like, look, you're not going to.
No. You catch
he
him.
Just likes to step out.
You catch him or her doing it once. Yeah. Don't forgive him because it's not going to change.
Go.
So this is my theory on it. I've always said that with men, there are some men that don't cheat because there's some sort of moral obligation there. Maybe you're a man of the Lord or you just really love your wife that much. But I believe a lot of men, the only reason why they're faithful is because there's not more opportunity. And I think this, my theory on is going to go the same for women. As women go more into the workplace, as we get more two income households, there is more opportunity for women to cheat than ever before. That to me is why. So if you're a man, I think a vast majority of men are as faithful as their options. And women, the more they're out of the house and the more they're kind of out and about, women are always going to have more options than men because it's way easier for a female to find someone to sleep with them.
Yeah.
So that's all my theory on why women are cheating more at a higher clip now.
Okay. That's not it. Mm. But I like the way you're thinking. It makes sense.
Did you get all these dudes that are like, I would never cheat, like with the Tiger Woods scandal? I'm like, yeah, if you're Tiger Woods, you're cheating.
But see, don't you think there's a difference, before I get to the answer here, don't you think there's a difference between guys who want to cheat but don't because, well, it's socially unacceptable? Like, they would cheat. It's just they don't like how it's going to look. As opposed to, I'm not cheating on my wife because, oh, I don't know, I love my wife.
Yes.
And I would never do that to her.
I think the people that fall into that second category are the minority.
I agree with that.
The ones that are just like, I could never do it. I love my wife. It would devastate her.
Yeah, that's the minority.
Yes.
The majority are like, God, I want that girl over there. But I can't.
I can't
do it because I'm married. It sucks.
I don't want a divorce.
I hate my wife.
I don't want to give up half my stuff.
Right.
The vast majority of them are that hot girl in the corner doesn't want anything to do with you.
No, that's
my
true.
Point is if we
but
had
you can always find a way to but I can blow that up because a guy can get it in if he wants to get it in.
Here's my point.
You might have to pay for it.
Exactly.
But it's the same thing.
And they're not willing to cross those lines. If there was like a strain of like super slut that was just wandering around, that was just going around and grabbing dudes and like, let's do this.
More guys would cheat.
That number of cheaters would skyrocket.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's
if a group of aliens comes down.
Because there are guys just would, there are a lot of guys who would not be able to resist
them. Yes.
But it doesn't happen that way, so therefore they don't cheat.
Yes.
So they want to, well, or they the, would. They
the,
would.
Look at the average guy out there that's working a 9 to 5, and he's got his like his Dockers on, his white socks, and his brown shoes. Dude, that guy doesn't have bikini chicks parachuting under his roof. If you're like Brad Pitt or your Tiger Woods, and you've got the Perkins waitress, or like your Schwarzenegger, and the maid's like right here, right now, that's a whole different level of temptation.
Now, the divorce thing is very real. You know that there are so many marriages that are still together because the guy's just like, dude, it is easier.
Yeah,
we've got kids. I'm keeping this.
I don't like giving away half my stuff.
Exactly. I'm just going to do it.
Because, you know, she gets the house, she gets the kids, and you get like a one bedroom or a studio on the east side somewhere, and that's where you're shacked up now.
Now, here is what the theory is. And this is coming not from the author of that book, but this is coming from a woman who wrote an article about the book. And her name's Meredith. And she was out asking her friends, hey, you guys faithful or, just comparing notes here?
By the way, these numbers are always higher because these are the people that admit to it. And there's a lot of people that will never admit to it.
One said that she was 100% faithful to her husband, except when she was out of town for work.
Mm. Yeah. That's,
and that raised a red flag.
It's one of those like when you...
That's dicey.
As long as you're out of the state, it doesn't count.
Another said she'd never had blank with another man, you know.
Yeah.
But she had a lot of emotional affairs and inappropriate email or text correspondence with dudes. And then another said that she had had two affairs, full-on affairs, over 5 years. And so this Meredith asked the gals, she's like, why are you doing this? And they said that the real reason more women are cheating on men is because they are nicer to their husbands when they get what they need outside of the relationship. They are claiming that it is actually better for their marriage.
What a crock of S.
That they cheat.
What a self-serving pile of crap that
is. Such a great way for them to justify why they're cheating.
That's some sort of crap that I would think would pull.
If a guy ever said that, he would just be...
Honey, I'll tell you what.
Crucified.
I've been plowing the Perkins waitress and then Denny's on the weekends, and I'll tell you what. You really should be thanking me because I'm a much sweeter guy when I come home.
Okay, but I'll take the flip side of this and say, isn't there something practical about that? And here's what one of them said.
Rob's going to go home and propose this to the missus.
But this girl says, the fact is, I'm nicer to my husband when I have something special going on that's just for me. I'm less of a bitch. It occurred to me that as I listen to these women describe their infidelity, not as a transgression, but a creative or even subversive act, a protest against an institution they'd come to experience as suffocating or oppressive.
How about be less of a bee to your husband? God.
I love this one, too.
Well, but hold on. Oh, time out. The reason they're being a bee to their husband a lot of times is because the husband's an idiot, and
not taking care of business.
You are...
So tell him?
Well, okay, but see, now you're getting into a whole thing here, Mike.
Like, Mike is really just
using your words?
Mike's got all the answers.
Mike is disturbed by this.
He has clearly not been in a relationship where... Look, these things are hard, and they're complicated. It takes... It's not as easy as just, hey, you need to, you need to do this, that, and the other, and then I'm going to be the best person ever to you.
I just love, though, that sort of justification is so great. I'm less of a bitch, minus the cheating, which I hate to tell you this, but your constant cheating kind of makes you more of a bitch. Like, you can't be doing that. That's a guy being like, hey, I'm less of an a-hole when I cheat. No, you cheating makes you an extreme a-hole.
So the guy is, there is something she's not getting from the relationship. And so whatever that piece is, she finds it somewhere else.
Side piece.
And then comes back and has a better relationship with her husband.
This goes back to my larger theory, and I had this a little bit. Look, I try not to talk bad about the church that I was a member of for, I guess technically I still am, but I haven't been in many, many moons. But I would sit in there, and in a church, right, you're supposed to, like, that's it's like the whole thing, like family, marriage, church, right? And I would sit in here, and I always had this theory as I would got to know more and more people that I went to church with, that the vast majority of those people hated their spouses. They really did. Like, and you just would listen to the way they talk about it. I feel like most marriages, I can't say most. I say at least half of the marriages I personally know, one of the spouses hates the other one. I think that's the number one cause of cheating is people are married and they hate the person that they're married to. I can count, of all the people I know, I can count the really good marriages like on two hands. The rest of them are either marriages of convenience or, like you said, I don't want to get divorced. We have kids and we're here. It's good enough. This is what I'm doing. This is my life. This is what I'm supposed to do. But the people that really love their wife that are like, no, I would never cheat or I'd never cheat on my husband because we love each other and we're committed to each other. I don't know many of those people. Like, most of them are just, you sit in there and it's like, yeah, this is what God wants me to do or this is what society wants me to do. I think there's a lot of people that are married and don't really want to be.
Well, that may be true. I don't necessarily disagree with your take there. I do think that most marriages are flawed. And a lot of times, and that's okay, right? Like, who has a perfect marriage? I mean, it's yeah.
Well, apparently Mike does.
Yeah, well, right, besides Mike.
Besides Mike
Lynch. It doesn't really exist. But what you do is, if you're committed to one another, you work on those things, right?
Yeah.
And the relationship changes over time.
Oh, I get where you come. I'm saying I know a lot of people that hate,
yeah, no, I get it. I get
legitimately
it.
I just hate the other person.
I think the bigger thing is just it's not perfect. It's hard. Yeah. It takes work. So this woman sat down with a bunch of women. This is another book. Okay, so this book is called, it's called Cheating Wife, Power, Pragmatism, and Pleasure in Women's Infidelity.
I love how the women are trying to put some sort of positive spin on their whoredoms.
Well, here's what they're saying.
That's an empowerment thing, I swear.
Here's what they're saying. Okay, she does interviews. She interviews 40 women who sought or participated in extramarital relationships. And this is through Ashley Madison. How about that?
Isn't that the fake website?
Well, that's not the fake.
Well, it wasn't fake.
It's
it was
a cheating website.
It was just.
Right, but didn't they find out that like all the accounts were fake?
Yeah, a lot of the bots.
A lot
yeah,
of them, not all of them. Okay, so she says, surely one might think a woman would do such a thing. Who would do such a thing must be acting out of a desire to escape a miserable marriage. And yet it turns out that is not always the case. Many of the women she interviewed were in marriages that were quite functional. Like the women I knew who cheated, many of the interviewees said that they liked their husbands well enough. They had property together. They had friendships together. They had children that they were working together to raise. But at the same time, they found married life incredibly dull and constraining and represented the fact that as women, they felt they consistently did a disproportionate amount of the invisible labor that went into maintaining their lifestyle. That is common.
But isn't that kind of what I just said? It's a lesser version of I hate my husband. That's I hate my life.
Well,
and I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I mean, yes. It's the same thing. It's just like, it's mundane.
See, and here's
and it kind of sucks.
And here's the thing. Men have been doing this for years, and I think women have finally started being honest and being like, yeah,
yes.
You hate me, and I get you hate your life, and you think it's boring and constraining. I hate it, too. I don't want to sit at home and watch SpongeBob for the 800th time.
But see, I think it's less about the individuals and more about just that. Like, it's overrated. It is. And people are being honest. Like, I'm talking about, like, raising kids and, like...
Overrated.
Over. I'm serious. And more people are realizing it.
I do get this one.
Or they're doing this. This is what they're saying, is that they'll be in that life. Okay, well, this is the life we've created. Let's do this. I love you well enough. I mean, you're all right. And these kids are pretty great. So let's just keep doing this. But I'm going to 50 Shades of Grey this son of a bitch over the weekend. I'll tell you that. Right?
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. And I get this one a lot, too. Like married people will ask me, like, hey, are you going to get married again? And I'll be like, I don't know if I really want to. And they always drop one of these, oh, you'll get married again. And I'm like, why? Because yours is working out so well? Because I know the person that hates. It's always the person that hates their marriage, by the way, that is always trying to talk others into getting married. I think they... It's just it's
yeah,
like they
come into my misery.
Yeah, come into it. Like, let's join so we can both bitch about it together. I'm good.
Well, there's a lot more here. I'll give you a couple more little nuggets.
I still feel like this screams like nobody wants to talk to each other. Like, if somebody just communicated, then maybe things would be fine.
No, that's a good point. Like, just
talk to them.
Exactly. Understand
your
feelings, why you are feeling the way you do, and talk to your partner about it. That's kind of the whole point. But people don't. We don't.
Nobody like. Everyone wants to just shove them down. Yes, shove those feelings down. Says,
let's start the overrated chant at the next wedding we're invited to.
All about it. I'll get that started.
Right at the I do's. Just start the overrated chant.
It should not. As somebody said, it should not be that hard to tell your partner your needs or that you're unhappy or that, hey, can we try this or do this? The problem is, a lot of times, guys, I think way more than women, don't freaking listen.
That's true.
Pay attention. And then all of a sudden you're wondering why she's a bitch. It's because you haven't been listening to her.
What was she saying? I don't know. She said something about me not listening. I wasn't paying attention.
You lie because you think the truth's going to be worse or something. And it's like, and it's going to be worse later because you're lying.
Marriage is dull. Cheating on your husband and getting herpes? Now that is an adventure.
The adventure of a lifetime.
All right, good text.
That is good times.
here's Mike with SportsCenter, folks.
Right, okay.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
All right, we're talking about marriage. Marriage brings us together.
So I was looking at some of this. They're called the... This is from Trustify.
Today.
Apparently, it's a website dedicated to this, and they've got different statistics.
Trustify.
And these are the 2017 infidelity statistics. This is where one-third of all marriages, one of the partners, if not both, are cheating. And the highest percentage of where the affairs come from is work. That's by far...
At work?
At work.
It's convenience.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those that you're... You know, the flirtations, right? And that ultimately leads to something. And then the other one I thought was interesting is 50% of the time that you end up in a texting or online, a virtual affair, as they call it, mm-hmm. where you're sending naughty text messages back and forth, 50% of the time that does turn into a real affair. So that whole, it's just online. Yeah.
No. Oh, no, that's stupid.
No.
But I would think it'd be more than 50%.
No, 50%.
Marriages should be more like contracts, right? Like, you know,
sign a 5-year deal.
Yeah, we got a 5-year deal with my wife. You know, we'll see if we both want to renew.
Is there a player option, a team option on that 6th and 7th?
We're going year to year. But seriously, how much better would that be?
You try to sign her. Well, that's the difference. Do you have yourself an Aaron Rodgers? Do you have yourself an Alex Smith? Because you get yourself an Aaron Rodgers, you commit long term to that quarterback. Alex Smith, maybe that's one of those year to year things.
And unlike football, these relationships evolve and change as we get older. And like Alex Smith can turn into freaking Brandon Whedon.
Yeah.
Or
it happens.
You know.
Well, and vice versa. It's the other way too.
No question.
You think you're the Dallas Cowboys or like the New England Patriots. Next thing you know, you're the Cleveland Browns.
That's right.
Would that keep up, like, if you did have, like, the sports contract thing, would that keep both sides maybe a little more motivated?
I think it might.
Because I do think there's an element of that, too, that after a while, there's a real element of why should I try?
Well, that's like my wife. She goes, where are you going? I'm always like, hey, look at that girl looking at me over there, honey. And she'd be like, oh, cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
She'd be like, you go. She'd pat me on the head.
But you see that where, like, the both sides of the marriage, or it's sad when one of them has just clearly just quit. They're like, whatever.
Yeah, but see, that's the most unhealthy. Like, for example, okay, so this guy says, this is the Bridgeport Beers text line, 55305. I've been with my wife for 10 years. Okay, so 10 years, a long time, right?
Yeah.
Been married for 3. Open marriage as of a year ago.
Ooh.
Fantastic communication, and both have temporary or permanent veto power. Been pretty good, fellas. Way better than getting cheated on.
How do you bring that one up, though?
Well, but... like to Mike's point,
I've heard that a lot more now.
You just be honest.
Yeah, you say I want something.
And
else.
She's like, "Oh my god, I can't believe you said that because I want that too." Look, that to me, what that guy just said, that's healthy. That's actually what we're talking about. That they both had a need that wasn't being fulfilled. They talked about it, and now they're fulfilling it. That to me is far more healthy than this sort of bullet point A, B, to be married, you have to do A, B, C, D, E. It doesn't make sense. It's never made sense, but people just kind of followed along. This type of relationship is happening, as Mike said, more and more.
Yeah.
And it may not be good for you. I mean, I know you're going to poo-poo it. You're a little bit more of a traditional guy, but that to me, for those two people, is healthy.
See, this is
quickly though, the problem is I've read a lot of stories about open marriages. the guy always gets the short end of the stick because the girl has a bajillion options.
Exactly.
And the guy has like maybe two girls that he goes out with, and he finds out his wife's been with like eight guys, and he's all of a sudden those feelings come back.
You're judging this guy just said it's been great.
Yeah, so, but all I'm saying is, to me, whenever I hear that, I always think that the guy will end up sabotaging that too, because guy will say it's okay. He's like, man, I'm going to go out and crush all this ass and it's going to be awesome. But this, to Mike's point, that guy goes out and gets like two women like over the course of 6 months. Meanwhile, his wife's out there crushing it and his poor little ego can't handle it. And then we get into that. Is he better than me? And guys' egos are so damn fragile, especially when it comes to the bedroom. I think there's a lot of dudes that think in theory that that's going to be great for them. And then once they get into it, I think they find out that thing is way more than they bargained for.
So,
and I thought this was interesting too, because real quick, they said, would you guess what's the most likely year of a marriage where infidelity is going to occur?
Well, it's going to be after the kids. Because this has not been high, before we get to that answer.
Yeah.
We have not highlighted enough, I think rather unfairly, about what these women who are cheating are saying. They are talking about the inequality of their relationship. That's what they're talking about. They're saying, dude, I am doing all this crap. It's these traditional roles. And he works and drinks and, and I'm raising the kid. I'm doing all this stuff. And he doesn't even realize how much I'm doing. And they're sick of it.
Yeah.
Like they're doing more and more and more. And they're just tired of it. And that's part of where they're coming from. And I don't think that we gave that enough credit, because I don't know how many marriages you've seen, particularly those with kids. That is quite true.
Yes.
It just is. The guys, we're just not as...
Yep. The mom gets wrapped up in being soccer mom and hauling the kids everywhere.
Well, they're great moms.
And the dad's just kind of...
Not to say dads aren't great dads. It's just... That is such a common thing.
Yeah.
With the sexes in marriages and particularly with kids. And so I just wanted to point out that is the inequality of it all is so annoying that that's part of what is going on here. So to answer your question, which was
What would you guess the average year of a marriage that infidelity is going to occur? The most likely time?
Yeah, the year in numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Because it goes against everything we've been talking about here.
Okay, year one then.
Two. 2 years in.
After getting married or being together?
After being married.
Huh.
They are by far more likely to occur 2 years into a marriage.
So is that when it kind of gets, settles, the honeymoon phase is over and it settles down and it gets dull? And
I just would have thought it'd be much further. What do they call it? The 7-year itch, or like you mentioned, kids. I would think like after a while.
Or a midlife crisis.
Yeah, something like that. Whereas it seems like this is, hey, you get married and then shortly thereafter you're like, this sucks. Yeah, I don't want to do this.
Mm. Well, good talk.
I think there's
I still maintain marriage is overrated.
I think there's a lot of husbands right now driving around with their wives and they're like, no, honey, everything they're saying is ridiculous. No, none of that's true. I love you.
Look.
It's a must-lie situation.
Just be honest with your partner.
Or just lie and drink.
Well, drink, yes.
Yeah.
Or just be honest and drink.
Don't lie.
And then be honest more.
Be honest and drink. And
then drink more.
Just pay attention.
Hey, Lynch, how long have you been married for?
Year and a half.
Oh. 6 months. Here it comes.
Not Mike. I believe Mike's phrase was never, ever, 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 ever.
Nope.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Thoughts never crossed your mind.
Nope.
Or hers.
Nope.
Ever.
He's cute.
Love. True love.
Love brings us together today.
30th anniversary of that, I think, over the weekend.
You missed it. I did that at the start of the segment. You didn't even hear me.
You just talked right over it.
Talked right over me.
We don't communicate
anymore.
We don't
talk.
Pay attention to me.
I'm going to step out on you with another younger, sexier host.
Let's step out together.
I claim Dusty.
Don't you think that would solve the...
I want Dusty.
I get him.
You can have Crawford.
No.
Something itchy in your future.
Too hairy. All right, this is getting weird.
That is.
Are we done yet?
I think we're done.
Oh, no, we have another segment. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
It in with Big John Sakanek on 1080 The Fan.
In tomorrow's club, how's this for a headline? Idaho father killed by doomsday prepper deputy in bull euthanasia gone awry.
That's a hell of a story right there.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Yeah. Also, I wanted to mention Aaron Judge did not strike out in his last at-bat. As you would have expected him to do, he had just hit a three-run home run.
Oh.
And so now the Yankees are up 8-0 on the Astros.
He's hitting 154 in the postseason.
Yeah, here's John. Hello. What are you doing?
I wish there was something going on in the world of sports to talk about. It's just a boring time of year.
Yeah, kind of is.
That's why we're talking about marriage.
Colts, Titans.
I know. I mean, there's nothing going on in college football. Baseball's boring right now. Football, stupid. I wish this was a more exciting time not to talk sports.
Cougs are horrible.
Yeah, they took it right in the shorts.
Stop it. Stop it right now. The Cougs are a top 20 team.
That was really bad, though.
Weren't you saying top 10 last week?
Listen, I think we all knew they weren't a top 10 team. I told somebody they were going to lose. They'll probably lose again. They're too inconsistent. Their O-line isn't that great, and when you watch them, they're good for sure. And when they play well, they're really good. But they are susceptible to games like that. Now, I don't think that was indicative of the kind of team they are. Some of those, I mean, 7 turnovers for crying out loud. I was more worried they gave up 9 sacks. That was a bigger problem for me. Some of those turnovers were fluky. But kudos to Cal. I mean, they laid one on them. And the one thing that's for sure is if you don't come to play in the Pac-12, you can get one laid on you by just about anybody.
Hey, you got Wilcox. It's happened to the best of us.
You know what's funny is I've never met Wilcox's brother. I've never talked to him. I don't know anything about him. But because I'm fond of Josh, I kind of like his brother. And there was part of me that was like, good for the Wilcox family.
Yeah. I like to watch Justin, too, because the mannerisms are very similar. There's a lot of things, just knowing Josh so well, that just is funny to watch Justin.
And you can't root against the Wilcoxes. They're just like the nicest people in the world.
Great guys.
Right. And that's my thing, too. In fact, Wilcox texted me that Friday morning and said something like, you know, hey, we're going to beat you guys this week or something. And I wasn't like, okay, well, good luck. And then when they did, again, I couldn't really even be mad. There was part of me that was like, well, I'm happy for Wilcox's brother.
As well, you should be.
All right. We got to go. Love you.
By the way, this is what I signed up for, rooting against the Astros. So tell Mike Lynch to keep, we need more of this. So just keep. I hope the Astros lose 1,100-0 tonight.
That'd be a record.
I feel like that would be a really boring game at some point, though. Like,
yeah,
that
wins
well,
enough.
I like it. So go home, Astros.
All right. Have a good night. Love your body.
What is the most runs scored in a Major League Baseball game?
26? 28? 60?
Look that up. I don't know. Has anyone ever laid 40 on somebody?
No. No, I bet it's...
I've seen some 30s.
Maybe 30. Maybe 30.
In here.
Teams that have scored 25 or more runs in a Major League game. 30. Texas at Baltimore, game 1.
Oh, that wasn't that long ago.
That was in 2007.
Yeah, you remember that game? They beat Baltimore 30-2.
Yeah, and back in the day, prior to 1900, I guess, Chicago beat Louisville, and they scored 36 on them.
Louisville sucks.
That was in 1897. Dead ball era, my ass.
7 years ago. Okay, well, we got to go. Coming up tonight, I want you to, well, you don't have to watch it, but SVP, you know, SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt, after the game, is going to have LeBron and Dwayne Wade on there.
Yeah, that was...
Have you been reading about what they've been saying about each other?
Yeah, I guess they're talking about hairlines and how cheap LeBron James is.
Yes. I want to touch... Okay, so we didn't have time for today, but tomorrow's show, we need to touch on Dwayne Wade calling LeBron James cheap.
Yeah, I was kind of excited about this.
Because... Do you know, have you read why he called him that?
I've just seen bits and pieces on it. I saw a couple clips, the preview for tonight's show.
LeBron puts on music for the team, like when they work out and stuff and practice. And he won't pay for premium Pandora or
like premium Spotify or whatever.
So he refuses to pay for it. He's worth a gajillion dollars and he refuses to pay for it.
Yeah, he's donating like $40 million to send kids from Akron to college. Like $40 million and yet he won't pay. Yeah. I think it's like $5 a month.
Yeah. And I think that is a fascinating discussion. Is he really cheap or is the man principled?
Interesting.
We'll talk about this tomorrow. Have a good night. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 on The Fan.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.